Hello, fair friends and listeners. Welcome to your horoscopes.
Welcome.
For April 2022. That's Jamie Ryan in Los Angeles. I'm Austin Williams in Chicago. We're rolling it through. All right.
Yeah, and I don't get to introduce anyone today. It's fine.
No, listen, I'm just out here just taking control, taking charge. All of that said, let's get into it. Without further ado, Jamie.
Let's just do it.
Tell us what's going on this April. What's happening?
It's April almost when you're hearing this. Mm-hmm. And before I tell you the themes of the month, I want to give you like a little bit of astrological breaking news in my life.
And oh,
that is that I have found a new app to replace CoStar, because CoStar is kind of weird.
CoStar is, all astrologers I know will tell you not to use CoStar because it's just algorithms and bots. It's not real stuff, but it's fun. It's like fun, but I wouldn't take it as
real. But you can feel the algorithms writing things. Like if you're like, I don't understand, can I just not? No, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway.
Yeah.
There is an app called Time Passages, and it looks like CoStar has a very like Apple flavor. Like, Time Passages feels extremely PC. Like it's grounded in black. I don't feel like it's a sans serif font. Like it might be a serif font. And there's like, stars in the background. So like, it's maybe not like they didn't shell out for the designer, and like, maybe that's okay that it feels like a 90s video game. Because the content is so much better. You can see like your current transits and like your actual chart against the current chart, which you can't on CoStar.
Right,
And then it includes a bunch of constellations and planets that are not included on CoStar. So like in CoStar, I had like a few empty houses that like aren't actually empty. CoStar just like didn't fuck with calculating it. Yeah. So the
You can't always fuck with calculations.
You cannot. But the one that I didn't know about, and then I'll like move on to shit that like other people care about. No, I don't know. You might look into this for yourself.
I care about this. I'm here. I'm interested.
But I've gotten really into my Chiron stuff. I think that's how you say that. I didn't know about Chiron before this. And learned that Greek mythology wise, for the constellation or planet or whatever, Chiron was, I think, like a centaur, but he was a healer. And he got shot with a poison arrow, I think, by Hercules. It's not important. But the crux of his life is that he's a healer that heals other people, but he can't heal himself. But because he's immortal, he doesn't die. And so he forever walks around with like the suffering of having this poison arrow in him. And so your Chiron in your chart is like karmically like your thing that you're working on, like the thing that you suffer about, like, like the darker kind of like undercurrent learning experience like of your life.
It kind of always feels to me like when we look at personality tests and we're like, when this sign is healthy, this is where they are, and when you're like fucking up, this is where you are in the Chiron. Kind of feels like when you're fucking up.
It does. It's got Enneagram energy. It's like, what's
absolutely
your core wound?
I'm like big Enneagram.
The Chiron is the Enneagram of astrology. Go find yours and then fall into a dark hole and take a bath. Anyway,
this, light up a joint while you're at it, you know?
Please do. This April, it's Aries season. And I have to say happy birthday to my brother and a number of other special Aries.
One of my best girls, my boo. Yeah, many Aries in my life.
Nick Bald, who we love. It was recently his birthday as we record
this. Oh, shout out.
Anyway.
Shout out.
So, Aries season, much like these individuals that we love, will bring us energy, vigor, and Springfest feelings. And if you forgot, Springfest is a carnival where I was electrocuted as a child. But we can all expect...
I saw it. Jamie was electrocuted at
Springfest. My body shook. It was waves through my body. But we can
That's why you don't touch the top of like a ride that you're on.
It's No, you don't. You keep your hands inside the vehicle at all times.
Jamie couldn't learn that the easy or the hard way, you know what I'm saying?
But we can expect a social uptick in April. Spring break energy, you know, spring break. And it is also
I understand.
A great time to start group activities, projects, vacation planning. You know, like you're probably getting your summer plans together. Plan to go somewhere with friends. Have some beers, plan a trip. It'll be a great time. Anyway, then.
Love that. Love that.
Taurus season starts on April 20th. And
the Taurus.
I know you love your creature comforts. So, you know, Taurus season can really be like a time of heavy physical pleasures and focus on that. Also rewards, like, you know, Tauruses are like hard workers, but it's like different than Aries. Like, we're moving away from the Aries kind of love of the game into more of like a desire for tactile reward. You know, it's like we've worked hard and like, where is that?
Somebody's got to be out here.
Where is that payout?
Out here with these rewards.
Absolutely. Those oysters, where are they? I wish I liked oysters. Mm. Oyster bars are so good.
I love them.
I know.
Yeah, that's so good.
And also, you know, with all this physical pleasure, rewards, and, you know, kind of some consistency from the Taurus energy, this is maybe a time we could expect some fertility and stability, maybe a good time to conceive, if that's something
zesty.
That you're into.
That's some zesty-ass shit. Okay.
And also, it's always good to remember that if you're a person who might become pregnant, that you could become
You could become pregnant. Okay.
Of course. And
if you're someone who could become pregnant, just never forget that you could become pregnant. We truly cannot stress it enough.
100%. And if you're a Christian, then you believe it could be at truly any time. Spontaneously.
Any time you could become pregnant. It's the Lord's will, okay?
It is indeed the Lord's dick. Mm-hmm. So, speaking of the Lord's meat, what are
by the Lord.
I'm done. What are some dates that we should keep an eye out for?
Oh, listen, you know I love telling you about the dates. And April has got plenty of them. Starting on the 1st, we've got a new moon in Aries. And this is a profound time to take confident action over your own plans and ideas. Take up the mantle and lead, bitches. Okay. On the 5th, Venus enters Pisces. And for the next weeks, romance and interpersonal connections are rooted in emotion, holding an almost dreamlike quality. Oh, does sound like a Pisces entry, doesn't it?
It does. They're always in a trance.
They're always out there in these trances. So on the 9th, we've got the 1st quarter moon in Cancer. Emotions may act as motivation for action, and they can inspire you to move through any challenges you need to. Mm. On the 10th, Mercury enters Taurus. Hello, Taurine energy. Okay. Over the next weeks, thinking and communication become practical, determined, and pragmatic.
So thank God.
Some
people that I deal with during the day would get some of that. That'd be great.
Well, you know, we are all rooting for that, aren't we?
We are.
On the 14th, Mars, our war god, enters Pisces. And for the next week's drive and motivation may feel scattered, sluggish, and unpredictable. But imagination and intuition may be strong. That's that
having a great time.
Thing I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Right. On the 16th, we've got a full moon in Libra. So
Jesus
preference
Christ.
May be given to finding a way to come together. You may feel best with those who support you. And I just want to say right now, just from a personal lens, if you're at a place right now where it feels difficult in some spheres of your life, you feel like relationships are laborious or you don't feel support, I'm just here to, if you need it, because I'm giving this to myself, giving you permission to like take a break. Protect your energy. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just saying. All right. On the 19th, the sun enters Taurus. A sensual, romantic, pragmatic, and grounded energy takes over for the next month. Ooh, we love it. We truly love it. And last but not least, just want to mention on the 23rd, we have got a last quarter moon in Aquarius. This is where we may have flashes of intuitive insight, and they can come to us at this time. We can also come up with new ways to understand and move on, and I think that's a beautiful thing.
Aquarians, yes.
Listen, you know we love Aquarians on this show. Shout out to my co-host, and shout out to
Thank
Kid Cudi.
You. Yes, and Rob Thomas.
Oh, God. Our musicians, our babes. Well, without further ado, listen, I'm going to get straight to the point. I'm going to jump into my brethren's, the Geminis. Hello, sweet friends. You and me rolling through this, okay? In April of 2022, the location of the sun will mean that this is a time where Geminis, like myself, will be very focused on our spiritual life, allegedly. There will be a desire to deal with long neglected feelings. I don't know if you've been, sweet Geminis, thinking about getting back into therapy like myself. Maybe this is the time. Maybe it's a call. We can't know. Us Geminis will be asking questions about the meaning of life. And the answer will help us find maybe a charity, a volunteer work. Because, you know, thanks to the help of others, you will feel that life makes more sense. And helping other people oftentimes is a really great way to get out of your own strife. Okay.
Fuck yeah.
That's some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, thanks to the unique empathy for the surroundings, Geminis can reconcile with enemies. So maybe if you've got that beef, maybe you took a break earlier this month, maybe at the end you need to circle back to it, okay?
Eat that beef, yeah.
Yeah, you know, reconciliation. We love to see it. But, you know, Geminis, generally I would say that April will be calm and bosses will be forgiving. You know, the atmosphere at work between coworkers will help you because everyone maybe can support and create a well-coordinated team. Dear God, I hope that happens to me, but I'm not optimistic. We can't know. Maybe I should be. Maybe I need to open my heart. Okay. Trade people should be careful about grumpy customers because one of them can get revenge for unsuccessful service.
Oh, no.
Be careful. Okay. Be careful. I never like to see things taken out on a server, bartender, or retail homie. Okay.
It's not right.
So just guard yourself. But generally, the financial situation for Geminis this month will be stable. We'll have the resources we need to cover bills, any necessary expenses, and any surplus will be small, but what you have, I do suggest you spend on pleasure. Oh, I love to give that advice, okay? Maybe you're going to the theater, maybe you're going to a show, maybe you're buying a new hat. Can't know, but I support it all, okay? Additionally, hello, Geminis. Maybe some of you singled, maybe some of you partnered. But listen, the location of Venus is going to make this an extremely active socializing time. Maybe parties, maybe dinners with your friends. And this should be a part of life that gives you a lot of joy and strengthens your bond with friends. Maybe some acquaintances this month who become friends. Love to see it. Hmm. Ultimately, with where Mars, Jupiter, and Mercury are landing, some good energy and some positive effects on Gemini intuition. So, April, for our coupled friends, this is a time to really get to know maybe your life partner. Maybe you're with that person who you think they are, and this is a lot of good and intuitive energy that'll help you dig in, okay? If you are experiencing a crisis in a relationship, though, you know, just be careful. Again, don't get into an affair. Can't say it enough. Don't get Please into an affair, but yeah, especially at the end of the month. But like really at any time, you know, just
collateral damage. No. Yeah. It's not about you.
Yeah. Listen, it's not about you. Okay. It's not about you. Oh, listen, across the board though, you know, it's just time to, in your health, maybe make sure you're doing that sleep, that healthy food, any drops in energy you've had with all this daylight savings shift or whatever is going on. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and your body. This month, listen, the road to love might be difficult. In the coming weeks, you might experience a lot of emotions. But remember, stubbornness is not always a good advisor. Let others demonstrate, especially in love. Mm. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's go ahead and do the Taurines. Tauruses.
Oh, hello, sweet Taurines.
First, happy early birthday to all of you Tories. Austin doesn't like it when I call you that for Revolutionary War reasons, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
April, Taurus, you guys are going to have a lot of energy. And a lot of that energy is going to be focused on relationships. So deep contemplation, reflection of things.
Contemplation, no breathing. Those
except you words, probably will be right. Breathing. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, and I hope you are.
You'll experience like these sort of, dare we say, Piscean times of contemplation and reflection, both alone and with other people. Because like I said, this is very much a relationship-centric month for you. And
absolutely,
you'll find yourself more spontaneous. I love that. Mm-hmm. And really like lean into your spontaneity. Take advantage of like every opportunity that comes along because like you're not tired. So cool. But, you know, don't get yourself into anything nefarious. Mm. If you're feeling like a little bit manic would be the only detractor there. But, you know, you'll have your full physical strength. We don't need to worry about illness this month. That's amazing. You could even maybe like if you're like an athletic person, I don't know if you do like little side sports or something competitively, like you could win like a really minor sports award this month. Like, nothing huge, but just like a minor sports
maybe
award.
Your bowling team does well.
Exactly.
In the league, okay?
It's mm-hmm. that energy. It's softball. It's local bowling. Exactly.
Love it.
So for that reason, you know, take care of yourself, nutritious diet, supplements, whatever you need to do to take on the neighboring community. Also in April, Taurines are going to be, I'm going to just say it's blessings on blessings, except.
Oh, be blessed.
Except maybe mania. Like, Tons of energy, like a lot of positivity, and like your relationships that are affected specifically by Venus could become like very amorous, or just like your communications could be become like closer, clearer through these contemplative discussions together.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
But like I said, the only sort of drawback is perhaps a manic edge to this energy. If you find yourself spilling into irritability at any point, dear Taurines, remember that you are a champion bowler, softball player, skier, whatever it is, and maybe you should go like burn off some of that rage. At your chosen sport. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on some overplayed sports music and really lean into that, because the only thing that could fuck up your month this month is if your pent up energy becomes angry. So that's all.
Right.
It's great. Yeah.
That's it and that's all.
Yeah. And who's next?
Next, we're talking about the Cancers. Hello, sweet crabs, hey, my guys. People. Love to see you. Listen, April's a month of small changes for you, sweet Cancers. This month, success will depend on the cooperation of colleagues, friends, all the things, okay? So you need to show some flexibility and, if necessary, put your pride in your pockets, make some concessions or compromises, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You may encounter some issues along the way, but I am confident these will disappear after the 23rd. So late in the month, but know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. That date, by the way, the 23rd, is very important because that's when the planets will
Michael
change
Jordan's
their
number.
Layout.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the fortune will smile upon Cancer at the end of the month. Cancers will have much more to be happy about than they did at the beginning. Love to see that,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Mm-hmm.
And April will be good, you know, generally for career and finance for you little crabs. Stars out here predicting big changes in the structure of the company you work, perhaps, okay?
Hmm.
You know, a lucky person will say goodbye to someone who's very nervous. What does that mean? I don't know.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Even if you do not take their position,
I'm obsessed with that.
Thanks to their departure, the atmosphere will be purified and significantly improved. Okay? So if you're somebody who's hoping somebody gets lost, you might get lucky this month. Okay?
I know a Cancer
That's
who is hoping that, and I'll report back.
Oh, please keep us posted. Listen, friends this month, supporting your development, good budget strategy. You might have to work a little harder for the money than last month, but
so
consider,
you better treat
you know,
her right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Working hard for the money.
So hard. Okay.
So hard for it, honey. Okay. Listen, maybe you consider some investments. Maybe there's some good PR if you're out on your own helping attract some new customers, okay? But business success for entrepreneurs, for sure. And just a reminder, sweet crabs, is not the right time to spend in excess, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But do not count on happiness and love, I hate to say that, until around the 16th. The arrangement of the stars will not be super beneficial to you in that sphere, because you might have, you know, some quarrels or some indifference from your partner. But after the 16th, the situation with couples will really stabilize. And if you're a single little crab out there, listen, you might make some interesting acquaintances, okay?
Oh, my.
There might be some new fascinating people in your life. Maybe some people you feel like you have a lot in common with, which we do love to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible that these people who are kind of familiarized in April will be, you know, a long-term companion, somebody that might be around for a long time. But it's also possible that that relationship will turn into friendship and not love. So just keep an open mind.
An aromantic partner. Mm-hmm.
An aromantic partner. We'd love to see it. Keep an open mind and an open heart. And just be advised, it's a good time to slow down your pace, take a vacation, go on holiday, have a self-care day, whatever it is. But whatever tension you're experiencing in your body, you need to do some things to relax it. Go get a facial. That's my advice. Okay. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Leo.
Hello, Leo.
So, Leo, unsurprisingly, this kind of springtime is awakening in you a sexual energy and unbridled sensual appetite.
Mm, yeah. Sexual.
So everybody watch out for Leos right now. It's really
sexual.
Turned up. All the topics that were maybe like too taboo for you, that were like too much, couldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like, let me dip a toe. Actually, let me just go ahead and do that. So
dip.
You might want to consider maybe like blocking out a whole weekend with your partner or someone who you have a consensual agreement with from the internet to just you know, sequester yourselves away. Explore some of those more fringe for you, whatever that means, sexual desires.
Sure.
This is apparently, yeah, a great time to stretch your sexuality, stretch your anus, do whatever stretches need to happen there.
Peg your boyfriend. Can't say it enough.
Yeah, absolutely. And through this sort of sexual experience, whole weekend, whatever you're doing, you will really, like, achieve quite a bit of tranquility. So, I mean, it's really kind of a sting situation. It's a tantric sex, perhaps, that's about to happen for the Leos. And if you're a Leo who isn't going to get in on this, I am very sorry. I suppose you'll be very horny regardless, though, I would think. But
we hope. Here's to horniness. Spring is upon us, people. Okay. Seeing a little bit of that skin, a little bit of those legs.
We just are.
Trying to grab that
Here they
leg.
Come. Okay. Yep. Yep. I live in Los Angeles, though, so it's always out. But other places. Okay, anyway, well, anyway. So Leos.
Not both of us.
Okay. Leos, you, as I mentioned, are going to have this, like, raging sex drive. But with that sex drive, like, you're all, it's going to be linked to, like, your current idea of freedom, which could potentially, like, cause something to get out of control, backfire on you. All I'm saying is, like, Austin told the Geminis not to have an affair. And I'm here to say, like, maybe don't spend time with
it. Stand by that as good advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And maybe, like, don't spend time with a Gemini that you think is cute right now if you have a partner. Because you're really sexual and you're turned up and you're feeling like, I just need my freedom, but also sex. And so there's a real good chance you could make, like, a grave error for your relationship by perhaps having an affair with a Gemini or someone else. I don't know. Someone else.
Watch out for those gems, baby.
Affair or not, April will be a month of independence for the Leos, and that could be, like, a change in your behavior that you've implemented, maybe a lifestyle change that you wanted to make, or, like, maybe you're making moves at work that are, like, you're not needing anyone for. Move cities. I don't know. But, like, things like that are happening where, like, you don't need anyone. But just remember, like, not to bother anyone around you in that process. Like, people like to be needed sometimes. And lastly, I'll say, just please, you know, like, remember that, like, affairs cause, like, a lot of long-term damage for people besides you. So that's all.
True.
Who is next?
Next, we're talking about the Virgos. Hello, sweet Virgos. The life of a Virgo this April will revolve around career and professional matters, okay? Jupiter's in your favor.
Thank God.
It's going to strengthen your influence, give you intuition. You may have unlimited strength, perhaps, to perform some of these duties with admirable perfectionism, which, wow, okay. Mm. And listen, it's not going to escape your superiors this month, who will reward you accordingly. We love to see it. Give people more money. Stop giving them pizza parties. That's my soapbox. Okay.
No more this pizza month, parties, and I don't want to hear about culture. Go on.
Yeah, no, I never again. Your boss is not your friend. Okay.
And pizza party this isn't month, culture. Oh, okay, done.
I mean, there's so much to unpack there. It's truly for another episode. But this month, you may start to implement your plans, especially those related to work or professional development, and your efforts will be appreciated. A promotion or raise is not permissible, okay? Money can cause a dispute with one of your friends, so be careful. Either. Try to remain calm. Any entrepreneurs out there trying to expand their business will find easier solutions and resources for this. So love to see it. And the rest of folks out there and money to spend, you know, invested in education this month, sweet Virgos. Additional skills that could be useful at work, if not immediately, shortly. Okay. Our single booze might attract potential partners this month with a little bit of enchantment and magnetism, which will only slightly weaken after the 22nd. So hit it hard on the front end of the month, yo. During this time, you won't have difficulty finding someone, even for a moment, okay? Relationships depend on the sun, Venus, and the moon this month. So these three will give those who seek true love an intuition that will allow them to find a soulmate. Wow. Heavy.
That's
heavy.
Big promises. Hitting. Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet Virgos, I just like to tell you to take care of your hair this month, whatever that looks like.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You just, you know, advice we can all enjoy.
For sure.
And listen, your dreams of happiness and love will drive you to action. Something will start to change in this direction and your desires will no longer be dreams. Okay? So bless you, sweet Virgos. Mm. Who are we talking about next?
Next, it's going to be Scorpio time. So, Scorpios. And, you know, congratulations on a recent wedding to one of my favorite Scorpios when this comes out. Just saying.
It's kind of you.
Hey, thank you. But April. April is going to bring Scorpions some emotional instability and some excess energy. And I did mention earlier that the Tauruses were going to be a little bit maybe like turned up to 11 and to be careful about that. And I'm just going to say like same vibe over here for the Scorpions. Your moods, they're going to be changing. Even minor things can throw you off balance. And we've all been there. I have those days frequently. And I'm sorry that
we've all seen it
coming up for you. Thank you. Therefore, it is maybe advisable for you to learn how to work with your emotions, like rather than just kind of letting them fully overtake you. Because
that's advice we can all enjoy.
Of course it is. I don't listen to that, but should. Anyway. Because it's really, you know what I'm going to say. This is, the problem is about other people. Like, if you're just all by yourself and you want to have all these emotions roll through you and just be at the mercy of them, go for it. But I think you're going to be in some situations where, like, your extreme moodiness is going to, like, cause some problems with friends, family, coworkers, perhaps even to the degree
friends,
where...
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears, you know?
Some of them might even decide to start spending less time with you because of this. So, yeah, that's tough to hear. Also, much again, like the Taurus, you'll be so fit this month. And you're going to, like, it's the excess energy. If you channel it right, you could get some gains, get some muscle gains if you're into that. I don't know, maybe become faster if you're into that. Like a little bit of jogging, running. The real key is going to be to take like those moods, those horrible moods that are like sometimes like also very energetic and channel that negativity. We do channel that mania right into your run. And what do we have? Once again, success in a local softball league and less people mad at you because your moods have chilled out a little bit. Anyway, all that to say, I'm sorry that you're going to have too much energy and it's going to sometimes feel negative, but the restlessness will make you really proactive. So, like, that's good. And, you know, if you might actually get quite a bit more done around the house, at work, just like, I don't know, taxes and shit. Yeah, that's time for that. But
it is time.
You're going to like crank through stuff because you're kind of like emotionally turned up and moving too fast. And that's a double-edged sword. So, you know, I'm thinking of you in this time with that manic energy. And also be aware about being prone to jealousy at this time. Both in yourself and in others around you. There's a little bit of Mars energy that might cause you to want vengeance. And I know that's like part of your deal as a Scorpion. But, you know, just like, let's all be careful with vengeance. Because vengeance just breeds more vengeance. That's all, you know. And who is next?
Oh, you know, we're talking about the Sagittarians. Mm. Sweet Sagittarius, this is a time for decisive actions, new denominations, especially professional ones, okay? Persistence, courage, and an uncompromising attitude will be the key to your success this April, okay? Listen, though, I just want to say a non-reflective pursuit of success will not satisfy you because contact with loved ones will be neglected and you will not have someone to enjoy your achievements with. So don't go so far astray, okay? The main task really for Sagittarians this month is to find that balance between work and your personal life. And I mean, also, again, advice we can all enjoy,
but
particularly important for you. At work, you got a lot of duties, but this state of affairs doesn't really bother you, Sagittarius. You love to develop professionally. But, you know, folks in managerial positions should be careful not to overdo the severity and requirements of subordinates. I wonder what sign my boss is.
Yeah, you just want to look into that.
I've got some questions. Okay. By showing support to the team, you show maturity and you will gain the recognition of, you know, higher ups, your manager, company owner, whoever it is. And in April, perhaps you, Sagittarius, can expect a little bit of a bonus. Love to see it. Generally, the financial situation for you this month will be very good, you know, with, you know, current receipts and whatever accumulated savings you have. It might give you a lot more security for worse times, okay? So with your current spending, Don't lean into too much extravagance. It could cause you some trouble. And it's also just worthy to note that this month is not a good time for you to lend any money, okay? Mm. Be a little delicate with that, all right? While you're focusing on work, you may not see, you know, love in April, but in order to not miss something that could, again, come up on your doorstep, you have to limit the work, okay? And for a lot of you, that might be the difficulty. But again, just got to harken back to this work and love life balance. It's so important. Sages in relationships will not be able to really appreciate the power of feelings, and the growing chill in the hearts of some Sagittarians could hurt their relationships. So again,
yikes. Be growing chill.
Careful. Protect yourself against loneliness, okay? You know, you must understand that a relationship is a constant job. It's a contract that needs to be frequently renewed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and, yeah, thanks edited. To sacrifice and commitment, you know, you could, you know, really repair any kind of strife in your relationships this month if you take time. Want to remind you as well, healthy diet, good physical exercise, keep yourself motivated. You know, it's a good time to think about leaning into that. It'll give you some of the endorphins, and make sure you're focusing on your health and well-being and not just your wealth, okay?
Mm.
All to say, watch out for other people because they might be jealous of you in the professional sphere this
There's
month or other areas of your life.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a time to listen to gossip or be drawn into any intrigue, because success comes from hard work, not twisted actions, all right? And the project you've been struggling with for a long time might finally be finished this month. Who are we talking about next?
Thank God, finishing a project finally, you guys. But now, speaking of not able to finish projects, let's do Aquarius. So, Aquarians.
The age of Aquarius.
April, also quite a bit of energy for us in a go-getter kind of way. Just revved up little energizer bunnies. Here we go. Super determined, maybe even having a tendency to be harsh with others, like who might distract us from our goals. So we might want to check that. But we will be doing better than like our supervisors would expect in a work situation. And so
that's good.
That's amazing. We can lean into that, maybe relax a little moving into the month, but not too much since we're going to be a big time go-getter, I guess. And our self-esteem is going to grow. If you're someone like me who experiences imposter syndrome, maybe some of that will ease up a little bit this April.
Ease on down the road.
As we become, in a work situation, the center of attention and lauded for our achievement. So, yeah, believe in yourself a little and like it, it's fine.
Believe in yourself, or that's the place to start.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day.
Thank you.
We can learn to work and play and get along with each other. You got to listen to your heart. Listen to the beat. I mean, I could keep going. Listen
I know.
To the rhythm,
I know
the
all of it, too. It's really,
It's a simple message. It comes from the heart. Believe in yourself. Or that's the place to start. Oh, man.
We had to. So Aquarians,
if you know, you know.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing this month. Absolutely. If you know, you know. Anyway, so while we're focused on what you just heard, we may experience some biting remarks from jealous colleagues or like people nearby who maybe didn't get the recognition that we got. So heads up on that. And also, once again, I'll say I'm seeing quite a bit of jealousy sprinkled through the zodiac this April. So like, watch out for fucking assholes around.
They be out here
over your shoulder, you know. Anyway,
as
I mentioned, we'll be so busy this month, and I'm so tired of being busy, but that's fine. We'll be busy again in April, and this time our efforts will be successful. We'll exceed our usual performance, and besides pissing off our coworkers and impressing our boss, if you're someone who could potentially get a raise or a bonus or maybe like an employee perk that you were previously denied for whatever reason, you might be able to get that perk back. Maybe they'll overlook that time that you smoked in the bathroom. I don't know what your work situation is, but you're going to get something. However, while we are so dedicated and diligent in our workspace in April, we will be maybe like impulsive or reckless in other areas of our life, which could, you know, have the propensity to disrupt some of the relationships with people who are close to us. heads up on that. Once again, like the Scorpions, if we keep up this sort of reckless behavior, whatever that looks like for you, you may drive away some friends or close people. Mm. So, you know, people teach you how to treat them and you should listen. And who is next?
Next, we are talking about the Libras, the peacemakers of the zodiac. Hello, sweet Libras. Listen, this April, Mars might put some nervousness into action. You will have no patience at work or home. And listen,
it's too bad.
Strong personality and stress will not be beneficial and could lead to some conflicts. So I want to advise you this month, anger will not help. But unfortunately, it might be, you know, a lot of vigorous kind of feelings about that all this month for every Libra. Okay.
Vigorous feelings.
At work, you will want to show that you're independent and ambitious and you'll succeed, but you got to be wise and not impose your opinions on others. Better to ask than to order this month, sweet Libras, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think that everything is going too slowly, but don't rush other people. Hard work does not always equate big money, and you may find this out in April, okay? You will earn well, but the number of obligations that weigh on you could overwhelm you. So think about how to solve this situation and break down the plan of action. And then really, that's when you'll be at a place that you can deal with these problems, all right?
Mm-hmm.
In relationships, Libras are looking for support and peace. And damn it, aren't we all, okay? Family expansion and changes could appear in your plans. Take the fears and thoughts of the other half seriously. Try to talk and not just push your perspective on the problems of others, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The singles out there in the Libra sign might be looking for occasions for dating, meeting in a small group. Could be a passionate romance that might briefly come into your life, but it might leave memories for a long time.
Oh my, a torrid affair, ooh. Yeah.
A torrid affair, perhaps. Ah, yes. The energy level will be high this month for Libras, okay? And it's worth remembering to use it well and to not give up physical activity, to take care of yourself, your family. You know, regular trips into nature could be a really great thing to lean into this month, sweet Libras. And I do just want to say, at the kind of halfway point of this April, you know, your heart, you know, romance, whatever's going on, we'll get a real positive rhythm, I think. And people might invite you to some dinners, banquets, maybe even like something of, you know, lavish affairs.
An orgy. Yeah. But
yeah, totally. And you might doubt whether, you know, those events are for you. But I want you to know that you should go to these parties that are coming up, whether you're feeling a little impostery about it or just not sure you want to, you know, socialize. Because I'm telling you, if you attend these things, come the end of the month, you'll really feel like it was worth it.
Yeah. And lube helps everything. It's fine.
Absolutely. Who are we talking about next?
Next, let's do Pisces. So,
oh, hello, sweet Pisces.
Pisces. You guys are going to be like having that desire for knowledge and studying that you get from time to time / frequently. But this time, your memory is going to be just like incredible at absorbing so much information. Like it'll even surprise you. Like we all know that you're probably pretty good at absorbing information. But yeah, even better.
Guess.
I don't know. The Pisces that I know, yes, but that could be circumstantial. Anyway, this month, you'll have a unique chance to kind of start like studying something you've been thinking about for some time, but you've been putting off. Maybe it wasn't the right time. Maybe there were obstacles to learning this thing. But now you've got the time, you've got the space or resources, whatever it is. And lean into whatever that thing is that you've been wanting to educate yourself about. It could be like maybe even like kind of a new spiritual avenue for you. We know that you love that. However, be careful. Be careful. And I tell you this a lot, I feel like, not to be inconsiderate as you are spending a lot of this solitary time learning and going deep within, etc. Because you could perhaps alienate some people around you. You still got to like check in with people sometimes, you know. I'll say it again.
That's
I've
right.
said it to a few people that you could potentially this April damage some relationships.
Ooh.
Yeah, we don't love that. But in April, Pisces might seem like a different person maybe. And this is going to be due to the influence of Mercury rubbing on you. On the one
rubbing
hand.
Rubbing up on your genitals.
It will. And it will rub the genitals to make your speaking skills improve unbelievably. It's incredible how Mercury is able to do that through the genitals. Mm. But this can affect you in a handful of ways. Like your speaking skills, yes, that's a good thing to improve. But also, there's going to maybe be like a temptation to manipulate others.
Manipulation, everything.
So like check your intentions, because like your intentions could maybe like really get out of hand and then cause some problems if you're not careful. You could lose a lot of your loved ones. But also if you play this right.
Oh.
Listen, I know I keep saying that, but guys, it's up to you. This Pisces is a choose your own ending this month.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
I didn't want to nominate you for the worst month because you do have the power to make this a pretty good month. It's just going to be about like your self-control and like not alienating people around you and not being manipulative. Like just don't do that. Because you're going to have like a ton of creativity that you haven't like experienced recently, maybe that you've never experienced before. And so like why not channel that into a productive activity rather than like causing like a lot of drama at your workplace through careful planning.
Sure.
You know, don't learn how to do that. So who's next?
Well, we have reached
time. The clock is out.
Of superlative energy. It happens quickly. And unfortunately, I hate to break the news, but Capricorns, you are having the worst month this April.
Yeah.
What I do want to say is that in a similar energy to the Pisces and the Piscean friends, I should say, I think that some of the worst of this could be within your control to make an impact on. And I feel like that feels like a theme of the month for friends across the zodiac. So not the worst time to have
we
the
could
worst
all
month.
Tip over into just a manic crazed time apparently this April, so be warned.
I mean, that's right.
Yeah
I mean, but protect yourself before you wreck yourself.
Also, okay. Just real quick anecdotal interjection that's not just anecdotal, it is clinically studied, but people who have bipolar disorder experience mania triggers at the daylight savings change in the spring quite frequently.
Oh.
And so there probably is truly more mania in March and April. Sorry, go on.
No, I mean, that's fair. It's terrible for seasonal depression. Heart attacks go up, strokes go up. And there's actually a bill that is rolling through the Senate and then ultimately the House, I think, to be done with daylight savings time.
Yeah, it's too confusing internally.
I mean, we'll see. It's got to get through the House, but I'm rooting for it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to steal the stage.
No. I want to give the ugliest warning up top and say, single Capricorns, you're not going to have a lot of opportunities to meet somebody exciting, and new
dry
relationship
April.
And coupled caps might feel a little emotionless about your partner this month.
Oh, my.
And that's tough.
A very dry April.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I do feel like the first half of April is a good time for you to maybe change some harmful habits in your life, whatever those are, okay?
This is a shitty month, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great. And here's the thing. The financial situation for Capricorns in April, I'm not going to say that it's complete trash, but it really depends on the circumstances at work.
Yeah.
You know, professional success will result in additional cash flow, but you're going to have to work for that. But that, you know, we know you, sweet caps. You like to hustle and flow at your jobs. It's who you are. I do think that this month you may see, you know, a need for concentration and courage if you feel pushed to defend your beliefs. You might have to convince some people in a professional setting that you have leadership skills and, you know, that you will not have to adapt maybe so much to the situation, but you can set the course yourself. Could be a little tricky, some tenuous conversations. I do think that, you know, planetarily, there are some opportunities for professional success, but your actions are really going to determine that. So a lot of this worst month ever for you is like, things could be shitty, but the reins are in your hands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe focus, Capricorns, as you can, in having some confidence in your intuition and a diligence to, you know, work hard. And that can help you kind of gain some momentum, maybe some positive recognition or feedback at work, okay? Again, this reminder to lean into health. It is wealth. I think you could be prone to a little bit of sickness, you know, not great things. And so you really have to focus on again, changing those harmful habits, you know, healthy diet, good movement in your body, whatever it is. And where it feels right, maybe try and increase some activities with friends, okay? Mm-hmm. At the end of the month, you might be really pushed into having a perhaps stressful dialogue, you know, or a difficulty coming to an agreement.
Oh, God, and people are so jealous. For you, sweet
Capricorns, this month, listen, you're going to have to make a compromise, especially if this has to do with your family or anything at home. Mm. That said, Jamie, we've heard the worst of it. Who's having the best of it? Who is having the best April ever?
Let us pivot. Exactly. You know who you are if you've been listening, because you've been listening for yourself. I know. And dear sweet little brother, it is indeed you who is having the best month ever. That is the Aries. And many happy birthdays to all of you. I'm so happy to report that some of my favorite little guys. Actually, do I know any female Aries? It's neither here nor there. Anyway.
I do.
You guys are going to like have a ton of new energy in April. I don't know what March was like. I can't remember what it was like for you. But if you were trudging through the trenches, that is over. At least according to this. I don't want to overpromise, but, you know, what I'm looking at says that. Anyway, with the arrival of spring, you guys are going to feel a high dose of motivation to exercise. And thanks to your strong will, which you definitely won't have an issue with during this time. You have quite a bit of willpower. You're going to feel like a lot of momentum for change. So like maybe like organizing and efficiency will kind of come to the forefront as like a strong point. Like even if that's maybe not your strong point, that might come easier to you this month, and especially at work. And you'll be able to immediately implement your skills and ideas in practice without like problems or time delays. So
I'm listening. Yes.
I'm jealous. I know that feeling, like when your brain is just like well oiled and firing. So you can look forward to that. Absolutely. And Aries, I mentioned that you'll feel reborn, but aside from this mental and physical energy, you'll also be very attractive to other people. And I'll tell you about relationships in a moment, but surprisingly or unsurprisingly, this kind of shimmer or attractiveness to you can actually help you achieve your goals on the career front, as well as, of course, the personal front. But you know, you've got a little extra charisma, a little extra sparkle. It's Mercury. It's helping you to define your goals, but also articulate them in a way that is, frankly, impressive to the people in your work situation. So I don't know. If you're coming up, you're kind of around like some superiors. Don't be afraid to like share what you're thinking about for your future, because like they might be impressed and you're apparently going to be a really eloquent speaker at this time. So amazing. And relationally, of course, that sparkle is going to translate. People are going to be drawn to you. It could be a great time for new acquaintances, friends, or just like reconnecting with people you haven't seen in a while, going deeper with old friends, just like a lot of positive social stuff for you, whatever you want. Parts really,
I like. I love it all. Really, it's the best month.
It is truly the best month, and I have to say it just because it's here. That the only warning is that, like, watch out for maybe a respiratory illness this month. Just slow down a little here and there, or it might catch up to you. But like, really, otherwise, it's like totally fine. Everyone loves you. You're doing great at work. You're having a fun time. Your brain is clean. Congratulations. Happy birthday. That's all.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to the Arians. We love you.
Ooh, we got to stop calling them that.
I mean, you know, we're working on it. Hello, Aries. I love you. Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.